Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than coming up on 13 years, actually, as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief home officer. He's the guy we turn to for micropreneur advice and counsel. He's the author of a number of books on this topic, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. He's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a Galactic Award that the SBA gave him. Jeff, one of the things that we have an opportunity to do, that I know you've been working on, writing about, thinking about lately, is how to make sure that when we're communicating with people electronically, that we take advantage of brand opportunities.
Right.
Hopefully subtle ones, but there are. I mean, there are opportunities. There are niches. There are little places where you have brand opportunities that aren't selling opportunities. They're just brand opportunities, right?
Right. Absolutely. I'm going to read you something, and then we'll discuss it.
All right.
Quote, I know of no more encouraging fact than the unquestionable ability of man to elevate his life by conscious endeavor, end quote.
All right.
That was written by Henry David Thoreau, mm-hmm. the author of Walden, spent mm-hmm. 2 years in the woods.
Golf is a good walk spoiled, all that.
There you go. I have followed his work for years. I've read his work. I have another quote on my wall that says, a really efficient laborer will be found not to crowd his day with work, but will saunter to his task surrounded by a wide halo of ease and leisure.
Mm-hmm.
But the first quote that I gave about the encouraging fact of elevating life by conscious behavior, someone posted to their Facebook fan page, a business posted it. I saw it, and I said, you know what? That's really cool. I copied it, and I put it into my email SIG. Not to belabor the setup for the topic of the conversation.
Too late.
but I posted it. I included it in the signature that goes out in every email that I send.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with a link to my writing page and a link mm-hmm. to Chief Home Officer and a little description of me. And sometimes signatures can get laborious and long-winded, kind of
right.
like my opening today. But if people read it, if people who I correspond with are like-minded and find the value or find an aha in that message, I think it helps elevate, you know, maybe mm-hmm. their impression of me.
And people have seen this. And folks, Jeff, talk to us quickly. In case there are people who don't know what a SIG or a signature is, tell them what
uh-huh.
it is.
When you open up someone's email and it says Jim Blasingame at the bottom, or it says Jeff Sabar at the bottom, and then there's content beneath there, and it says Jim Blasingame is the host of the syndicated radio show,
blah, blah,
you know,
blah.
Small Business Advocate, mm-hmm. blah, 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 or Jeff Sabar is a journalist and corporate copywriter
right.
and blogger,
that's
blah,
your,
blah,
that's
blah.
That's the signature.
It's
your
automated
your
content
signature. Mm-hmm.
that you program into whether you use an Outlook or you know AOL or Gmail or
it
whatever.
Could be, it could be just your contact information. A lot of corporate
simple.
Types use it. Just use it. It's just their content. I mean their contact information.
Absolutely,
yeah.
but it's
mm-hmm.
completely customizable. It's automated, mm-hmm. so it automatically yeah. goes into every time you send an email.
Right,
and it's completely customizable for whatever you want it to say. So I went yesterday and dropped that quote from Henry David Thoreau in.
Mm-hmm.
I always go back and sort of tweak my SIG, which is really the conversation that I wanted to have today. The fact that a SIG, for those who have it, a signature, those who already have it on their email, shouldn't be sort of this static sort of Ronco set it and forget it
mm-hmm.
Entry into an email or an automated tool that you use. Go back to it. Check it out. See how you've changed. See what you've done. It's like leaving your website unchanged forever. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
So these can be really powerful tools that you can go back and tweak your brand as things change so that it gives shows you sort of in a better light.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are different ways to present not only the words, but maybe even the style that you
Absolutely.
Use.
Using something like Outlook, or many of them, you can input a photo of yourself. You can input your logo, your company logo. Mm-hmm. Mine, I use neither, but what I do is I made it bold, and then I made it sort of a gray font, so it stands mm-hmm. out. It sort of pops against.
But it should be unobtrusive, though. I think
Oh, absolutely.
It should not be something that sort of makes it look bottom heavy. Makes your email look bottom heavy.
Right. The email is not about the SIG. The email should be about the subject line and the content, which is a whole different conversation.
Right, right.
But the SIG should not belabor the email itself. So, and the other thing is the way I do my SIGs, I have a number of different things that I put in. I put in my LinkedIn. I put in a link to, you know, my chief home mm-hmm. officer page. But I'll often go through. The first line says Jeff Sabar. Then it gives my phone number. Then it gives a simple HTML link to my website. Everything beneath that, I often go through and just delete it because all that stuff belabors the email when
right.
especially if I'm dealing with Jim. He's seen
mm-hmm.
it all before. So
mm-hmm.
I just delete it. So I keep my phone number.
I will do that. Sometimes I will go through. I have a signature, and sometimes I will go through, and I change it from time to time. Sometimes when appropriate, I would rather not have a signature.
Right, and I do that too.
Something
you
like,
know me. If I'm sending you an email, I don't need you.
Another thing is if I know this person is going to pick it up on their phone,
right,
and I think about it, I don't put the signature in so it doesn't clutter up their screen.
Right, absolutely.
You know, it makes it nice and tidy. So that's one thing. Let me tell you something else real quick I want to talk about along these lines. I think that any serious business person should have their email be their domain.
Absolutely.
My email is not AOL or Yahoo. It's Jim at, you know, my brand.
Right.
Jeff, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I got an email from somebody yesterday who launched their business, and it was Susie, you know, it was, you know, smallbusinesspublicrelations@AOL.com.
I don't understand.
Or whatever.
I know serious business people. Who's highly successful? Who still use those common brand, those platform ISP, whatever, you know, Yahoo, AOL,
yeah.
Comcast,
Listen.
Whatever. If you're serious in business, folks, have your brand be your domain and your email.
It's as simple as grabbing a website from GoDaddy and getting it all set up. You can
yep.
be done in half an hour. $15.
I have
later.
Never in four almost 15 years. More of email. I've never sent one without my brand on it, ever. Quick break, 2010 after. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.